Well, yeah, and being Service Corps, which is, that's the whole reason that I wanted to get back into AM, back into amateur radio, was for the community, you know, helping it within the community. And that's why I wanted to get involved, and then I get invited to this. I don't know how I got involved. I really don't. I don't remember. It's on maybe on simplex call, 2 meter calling frequency, and somebody suggested or something. But I ended up over there, and then I think at first I heard about it. I think I signed up before I even knew really what it was, you know, where you were or what it was. And then somebody, you had the Christmas meeting, you know, rather than, I think it was cookies or something in December, and to bring the wives and what have you. And that was the first I'd heard about it. So, but I enjoyed the meeting and the whole idea of, communicating in time of emergency. And a guy like Blue, he has quite a bit of experience. He was in South Carolina, and they have a huge ham net in South Carolina. It covers the whole state from these different nets. And it started because of the weather. And the terrain is a little different there, so they got way more repeaters than we do. And they're all linked together in that state. I have an uncle down there, and he's involved with, he's 85, 86 years old now, but he's been heavily involved in that, you know, with field days and this and that. And a big group of their men, the local club, went up to North Carolina when they had that terrible flood, maybe last year or something.